Manager's Log, Thursday, January the 19th, 2017. And I have been talking about holistic management. And yesterday I talked about the operation within KIDE. But looking at it a little bit deeper, peeling off another layer of the onion, talking about holistic management, in order to figure out how we are going to interact within the community, we need to first take a look at the quality of life within our operations. The more comfortable we are in what it is that we do, the better we are at achieving our goals. The better we understand them, and the better we can figure out a way to achieve them. So the quality of life within KIDE in 2017, I'm asking the staff to complete these statements. Just so we have an idea, we get it out in front with everybody, and everybody can share these opinions and see where we're at. And then we can build a plan. We've got all these things that we need to get done and things that we want to get done. Some things that we have to do and some things that we want to do and some things that we're expected to do. But what is the quality of life that we want to experience here inside this station working together? So I'll ask these open-ended questions. I want the working experience among staff members to be. I want our staff members to be well. I want our station to be known as the. I want the working environment within KIDE to be. And everyone is free to fill out those statements and finish those statements as they wish. And if they like to add another open-ended question and their answer of it, they're welcome to do that. There's another way of looking at that, though. Another thing to consider about the quality of life within the station is ask yourself, as I'm asking the staff, what do you consider is valuable about working here? If change were to happen, what do you value of our working team that you hope will not change, but only improve? What makes it valuable to you to spend your valuable energy here at KIDE? How do you want to be seen and celebrated as a KIDE team member? And finish this line. I am willing to be handsomely paid for the work I do here at what dollar amount per hour? And I ask my staff, please do not say what you make now because I know you guys are underpaid. And these questions also apply to our volunteers. Why do they volunteer their time and their energy? People who volunteer their time add more to the work environment than what you hear on the radio. And in the time that they share, what experience do they want? How do they want to be seen and celebrated? Likewise, we have work experience people from different agencies, from different tribal departments. We sometimes get people who would like to explore and try out working here at the radio station. Why do they do that? What motivates them to do that? How valuable is that to them? And what is the experience that they want to have? What quality of life for themselves can we help them experience? The whole idea of going through this exercise of a quality of life within the station is to make, in order to make the plans to move forward, we need to first know what we want to achieve. What we want to achieve as individuals within our working atmospheres, within our working sites, as members of this community. How do we want this to be? We're going to be talking more and more about this, so thank you for listening.